Zechariah chapter 5. Then I turned, and lifted up my eyes, and looked, and saw a flying scroll. And he said to me, What do you see? And I answered, I see a flying scroll, its length is 20 cubits. About 30 feet, 9.2 meters, and its width 10 cubits. About 15 feet, 4.6 meters. Then he said to me, This is the curse that goes forth over the face of the whole earth, because according to this side everyone who steals shall be cut off, and according to the other side everyone who swears shall be cut off. I will bring it forth, says the Lord Jehovah of hosts. Armies, multitudes. And it shall enter into the house of the thief, and into the house of him who swears falsely by my name. And it shall remain in the midst of his house, and shall consume it with its timbers and its stones. Then the angel who talked with me went forth, and said to me, Lift up now your eyes, and see what this is that goes forth. And I said, What is it? And he said, This is an ephah. A container that holds about 6 gallons, 22 liters, that goes forth. Furthermore he said, This is what they represent through all the earth. And, look, there was lifted up a talent of lead. About 75.6 pounds, 34.3 kilograms, and this is a woman who sits in the midst of the ephah. Container. And he said, This is wickedness. And he cast it into the midst of the ephah, a container that holds about 6 gallons, 22 liters, and he cast the weight of lead upon its mouth. Then I lifted up my eyes, and looked, and, there came out 2 women, and the wind was in their wings. Because they had wings like the wings of a stork. And they lifted up the ephah. Container. Between the earth and the heaven. Then I asked the angel who talked with me. Where are these carrying the ephah? Container. And he said to me. To build it a house in the land of Shinar. And it shall be established, and set there upon its own base.